With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Desi Relaford, former major leaguer, current coach with the Cincinnati Reds. And you're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
And welcome to The Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify is where you find us. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Brown Radio. You can follow the show at Jake Brown Show and follow us on the gram and Facebook as well. If you didn't see the news, unfortunately, the podcast will be coming to an end with CBS/Entercom at the end of the month. So we have 4 weeks of shows left, and I'll tell you, it's been a good run. We started in December 2014 with Brown and Troop. We started with Fourth and Goal with JB and BT, went to Brown and Troop, then Brown and Scoop, then the Jake Brown Show. Over 3 years of doing shows with CBS, CBS Radio, Play.it, Radio.com comes to an end, and I'll miss it here. It's been a good run. Pat, we've had some good memories over the years. It's been a hell of a time, but all good things do come to an end, so I'll now be looking to take the show somewhere else because this is like a baby for me. Like, people, adults have babies. This is my baby. Like, I'm pregnant with the Jake Brown Show, and for me to not have the show, it's like a piece of my soul missing. So obviously I want to take it somewhere bigger and better than freaking radio.com. Like, come on now. So we're going to go out with a bang these last 4 weeks. We're going to have some good guests and go out strong. But it has been a wild run. Lots of memories, lots of good times, lots of great guests, 10 viral interviews, DJ Khaled, French Montana, Dr. Ben Carson, Lenny Dykstra, friend of the program, The Genie, James Monroe Igerhart, one of the stars now of Hamilton, Joe Theismann, Mario Andretti, Jim Brewer, Artie Lang, Sean Kemp, Mo Vaughn. On this week's show, we'll have Desi Relaford, the former utility player. I don't think he belongs in those categories. But, I mean, the list goes on and on, and I never thought we'd be able to get – I've been able to get the guests that I could over that time with the help of former co-host and Gruen and all the people that have helped. But a lot of this has been me booking these guests and doing these shows. But I'm trying to take it somewhere else and go to a bigger level. So we still got 4 weeks. I'm not going to have a make it speeches here with 4 weeks left. We'll save that for the final show. But I know the title of this show is very interesting, because it was something that we just found that just came up that needs to be discussed. There's not a ton going on in sports. The Ryan Show will be coming in, and probably with Mr. Cheeks, the rapper, in studio today. That will be the second half of today's show. They are out of the Hamptons. They're going to join us in studio. Should be fun. You know, you just commented Jay Swizzy. Was that you?
I didn't write it. No, I didn't. I was actually just checking to see if it was on.
There's a comment that says Jay Swizzy from the Jake Brown Show. I didn't type it. That's weird. Anyways. but there's not a ton going on in sports. So they'll join us, the Ryan Show. Desi Relaford will be our guest for tomorrow's podcast, the former Met, Philly, Royal, all that. And the Ryan Show in studio. Well, I'll probably have a freestyle. Should be fun. So make sure you check that out on Facebook Live as well. Now, we were, and Kirk Cousins we'll talk about in a little bit as well, but we have to open the show with this because it was just brought to my attention. And it's a picture of me in there. It's a picture of me, DJ Khaled, and my former co-host Scoop. So I kind of have the right to talk about it because there's a picture of me on this wall. So, this is too good, folks. Found out during Black History Month last month, Newark, New Jersey public schools put me on their wall of famous African Americans. An incredible honor. Thank you. Part of me wants to tweet this picture out, but first off, famous? Does that make me famous now? Am I famous? Pat, are you famous because you're the councilman in New Jersey?
Hopefully this year.
Next year.
Next year.
I mean,
you're
what?
On the picture. You're on the wall.
I guess does that make me part of the... I'm technically now part of the Newark, New Jersey public schools famous African Americans. I knew I was born black. I knew it. Like, I knew it. I mean, is not to mention, folks, that this picture looks like it was done by a third grader. I mean, this series of events was a scrapbook that a newborn child might have been able to put together. I mean, there's uneven cuts, pieces of paper that say Brandon Scoop-B Robinson and then sports entertainment journalist. And then below it says now. And to the left, there might even be a picture of me on the right, too. No, okay, there's not. There's more pictures below it, so there might be more with me included. But there's me, Cal. So technically, I'm a member of the Newark Public School Hall of Fame. I mean, are you kidding me? Does Newark have anything better? Is that the best Newark's got? Pat, can you go online for me right now and go to, and just search famous people from Newark and pull up who we would think is more famous than freaking sports entertainment journalist Brandon Scoop-B Robinson? The wall of famous African Americans. And Black History Month has come to an end, unfortunately. But let's pull up famous people from Newark, because this thing is so ludicrous. And the fact that I'm on it actually kind of annoys me now. Like, can you cut me out of that?
Well,
I guess this is the only close to Hall of Fame that I'll get in the wall of fame is like Newark Elementary School, K through 5. All right, who's famous from Newark?
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah, African-American. Only black people. Okay. It's got to be African-American.
Redman.
Who?
Redman.
Redman, who else?
Cory Booker. Wyclef Jean,
Newark.
All right, and then, I mean...
We got a long list here.
Athletes, you are Robinson Cano.
Robinson Cano. He's not from Newark.
Well, they said he attended Newark for 1 year.
Wait, this doesn't count. They got to be from Newark, Pat.
From Newark.
Come on. Right. There's got to be a search. Newark famous African Americans.
What is this right here? Born in Newark. How about that?
All right, born in Newark. Here we go. Famous.
Oh, we got Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston from Newark. Houston. Couldn't fit her on the wall.
On the wall. Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq, obviously.
Ice-T.
Ice-T, like.
Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Who?
Ruby Huxtable.
Okay. Who else?
We said Redman and Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs. I think he follows me on Twitter. He follows like hundreds of thousands of people. But look at all these famous. Keep going. The list goes on.
Gloria Gaynor.
I love her. I Will Survive, right?
Yeah.
I Will Survive.
That's her.
I Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor's from Newark, but is she still alive? I do not know. Scoop is on the wall. Let's go. All right.
Bill Bellamy.
My God, the list goes on and on.
Oh, Marvin Hagler. I did not know he was born
in. Who else?
Keep going. I think that's it of the notable African-Americans born in Newark.
Oh, my God. It's almost hard to fathom. And this picture, I mean, my God. It is like a four-year-old did it. It's unbelievable. I can't believe this. An incredible honor. My God, what a joke. I would never have talked about this, but it was brought to my attention. I won't say by who. It was brought to my attention, and I just giggled. It was too good to not discuss. The combination of a five-year-old doing it, the fact that I'm in it, the fact that the word famous is used, makes you just scratch your freaking head. Unbelievable. This is the Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify. Final 4 weeks of shows. Desi Rella for tomorrow. The Ryan Show, a show out of the Hamptons. So you know they got money coming from the Hamptons. The Hamptons is bougie as hell, I'll tell you that. It's a great place to go on vacation. I went over the summer. A friend has a house there. That's the only time I've ever been. I'm too poor for the Hamptons. Like, you got to be in a certain area code to even be in the Hamptons. That's like where Billy Joel's hanging out. Like, the Mannings go there. Like, Peyton Manning chilling there. So that's another territory for me. But they're going to join us in studio. We'll have some fun with them. Have a little freestyle probably. But in sports, in the world of sports, at least NFL is always a storyline. Le'Veon Bell is a storyline. They are going to franchise tag Le'Veon Bell, the Pittsburgh Steelers, for the second offseason in a row. He wants to finish his career in Pittsburgh, but the Steelers won't pay him. And we've seen it over and over again with running backs continuing to have to prove themselves to get paid. All this wear and tear on their legs, people, these teams want to say, hey, let's see if you could do this again next year, and then maybe we'll consider a deal then. I think Le'Veon Bell has deserved a deal. He did stay healthy this year. Six-year back. But and Bell can't complain here, because guess why? He's in line to make a career-best $14.5 million. So, of course, you want the long-term stability. You want to be set in stone for the long term. But to make $14.5 million as a running back right now is a lot. Running backs are not getting paid what they used to get paid. Quarterbacks are getting paid more than everyone. And we'll talk about that in a second with Kirk Cousins. But if I'm Bell, I sit down and shut up and play this year. Because $14.5 million is $14.5 million. Go prove yourself, which you have already. Go prove yourself and then get your big contract. If not, then ask for a trade. Listen, I understand what Bell's saying. He's been there long. Where's the loyalty? Give me a deal. But remember, he has been suspended in the past. He has had some off-the-field issues. And he continually mouths off on Twitter on topics that he really should just not hit the send button. And while I agree he deserves to get a contract, I'd go out and play and prove yourself one more year and then say, you know what? Give me a contract or I'm out. But $14.5 million for running backs is a lot. And I don't take it. Because think about it. The top paid running back in the league is Devontae Freeman at $8.25 million. So that's $8.25 million versus him getting $14.5 million. Le'Veon Bell is going to make $6 million more than the top paid running back in the league. Sure, it's only the short term. But if you go out and ball so hard this year, you're going to get that over 4 or 5 years. You might get a 5-year, $65 million deal. $13 million. Times five. I think I'm doing the math right. 65. You can understand him complaining, but he has always been a guy that's complained on Twitter about not getting paid. He's held out. He's been suspended. He's been hurt before. He's been out for an entire season because of injury. He doesn't plan to settle for anything less than his perceived worth. And while I think Le'Veon Bell is a one-of-a-kind running back, it's a lot of me, 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 me when it comes to Le'Veon Bell. This is more money than he's going to make in his career at $14.5 million. So I'd say he plays. They might lose him, but guess what? So what? It's going to be interesting what happens with the Steelers. Big Ben inching towards the end of his career. Le'Veon Bell wanted to get paid, and they might not pay him. They're risking losing him. But if I'm him, I play for the $14.5 million because you're not going to get any more than that Think about it. If he signs a long-term deal, there's a good chance he won't make that much per year long-term. He'll be guaranteed more money in millions for sure. But if he's so good and so confident in himself, why not go play this year with a chip on your shoulder and go play hard? If they don't give you a long-term deal, I could name about 29 other teams that will give you one if you ball out this year. You can see both sides of the spectrum, though, because he's done it consistently for multiple years. But with running backs, it's so tough. He's 26, so the guy is in his prime of his career. So if he signs a four-year deal now, by the end of his career, he'll still be playing well. He'll hit 30. When he passes 30, that's the benchmark for guys of, you know what, I'm not going to be good these next couple of years. We saw with D'Angelo Williams not getting a contract from teams. So Le'Veon Bell, he missed a game this year. He missed four because of the suspension last year. 2015, only played six games. 2014, full season. 2013, 13 games. So he's played technically 4 out of 5 years. I can see the somewhat experimental phase of that. He's been consistently good, but he hasn't come close, really, to a 2,000-yard year yet. He hasn't had that dominant year. You factor in that he's a running back, too, that he had nearly 2,000 total combined yards last year and almost the same the year before. In 2014, he did have over 2,000 combined yards. But play this year, man. Stop chirping. Take your $14.5 million because you're not going to make that per year on a long-term deal. So why not get that big money this year and then seek long-term? He'll see his options, but I don't know. If I'm him, I take the money and play. This is the Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify. We talked about the Scoop Wall of Fame. We talked about Le'Veon Bell. In other football news, Kirk Cousins getting a 3-year, $91 million guaranteed offer, reportedly, from the Minnesota Vikings. The reports are that the race is down to the Vikings and the Jets. And I'm here to tell you, as a Jets fan, I would not understand in one bit why Kirk Cousins would choose going to the Jets over the Vikings. If he goes to the Vikings now, they're probably the Super Bowl favorite. I'm sorry, Eagles, but they're right there with the Eagles as a favorite. Maybe the Eagles earned that spot with Carson Wentz potentially back, you would think, September, October. But if not, it's the Vikings if they get Kirk Cousins. And say what you want about Case Keenum. He had a great year. He was solid. Kirk Cousins is better than Case Keenum. Kirk Cousins is better than Teddy Bridgewater. Kirk Cousins is better than Sam Bradford. And Kirk Cousins gives the Vikings the best chance to win a Super Bowl out of the quarterbacks that are available right now. 3 years, $91 million. If that is all guaranteed, he would be out of his mind to turn that down. Can the Jets give him that and maybe a little more? Probably. The Jets have a ton of money available. But who else is on the Jets team? And I'm saying this as a Jets fan. I mean, who else is on that team? Is Robbie Anderson getting arrested out here in the offseason? Is he the guy that's going to lure Kirk Cousins in? Is Bilal Powell going to lure Kirk Cousins in? Come on now. And Muhammad Wilkerson won't be back with this team. The Jets are in a total rebuild. And I want Kirk Cousins. And the Jets have a ton of money. And you think with the draft picks and the money, they could try and right the ship and turn things around and at least become a 500 team. But there are so many pieces that need to be filled that Kirk Cousins, I don't think Kirk's going to say, I like what the Jets have, I'm going to go there. When he can make probably about the same amount of money by just going to the Vikings. $91 million guaranteed is a lot of dough, folks. And if I'm Kirk, my heart wants Kirk to come right to New York and sit in the Jets' lap, because Kirk Cousins is funny. I mean, he's a good quarterback and he's cool off the field. Like, you see these clips of him and you like that? You love it. But I really think he should go to the Vikings. It only makes sense. But, man, if Kirk Cousins comes to the New York Jets.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You'll be pretty hyped, Pat, right?
I'll be pretty hyped.
Oh, yeah, baby.
But they're going to have to overpay.
Oh, yeah, baby.
They will. They're going to have to pay a lot of money. But the if they get Kirk Cousins, the Jets will.
All the way up.
They'll be flying all the way up. It's going to be interesting. Because, listen, these quarterbacks want 6 years. They're not going to get it. I don't see Kirk Cousins getting that. He'll get more per year for less years than, say, like a six-year, $180 million deal. That's what he wants. He wants 6 years, $180 million, essentially. But the reports are saying it's the Jets or the Vikings. And if that's the case between those two, it ain't flip a coin. It's let me get myself in a position to win a Super Bowl title. And the Jets' current roster isn't even in the same stratosphere as the Vikings' current roster. The Jets are the Scoop Newark Hall of Fame. The Vikings are the Pro Football Canton Hall of Fame. That's what they are right now. If we want to make an analogy, the New York Jets are the Scoop Third Grade Scrapbook Project Elementary School Famous African American. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame is Vikings, with actual famous African Americans like Walter Payton and Michael Strahan. But right now, the Jets and the Jets play close to Newark too. The Jets play pretty close to Newark. Just like in baseball, the Cincinnati Reds are the Scoop African American Wall of Fame. In Newark. Pat's dying up there. He's crying.
Get out.
I mean, come on now. It's too funny. It's too good. Too good to be true, man. So, listen, NFL free agency, the combine, everyone's talking about it. How about Deion Sanders saying, that kid can run, and he's like, I'll get in trouble if I say why. He's white. He didn't think the white guy could run a 4.35, and then gave him a hug. He's like, I got to hug this guy. You can run. You can run, white boy. And Deion Sanders isn't the best analyst in the world, clearly. I mean, God forbid he sees a fast white guy. I mean, so racist. It's ridiculous. It's funny for sure. It's entertaining. But, I mean, Deion Sanders, like, get a clue, man. I mean, black people aren't the only fast people on the planet. There's some fast white people. I ain't one of them. 40-yard dash, if there's a McDonald's on the way, I'm probably going to stop. So it's got to be a pretty empty 40-yard territory. If there's any fast food along the way, it'll be a delay of game. We should time me doing a 40-yard dash, though. I'd say 8.5, maybe. Is that fast?
No. Roger Goodell, didn't he do it in, like, under 6? In his suit in the office?
Yeah, I guess I could do it in 6.
So if you're like in your shorts, on your sneakers, outside, you could probably get on the 6.
I'm going to try this one. We're going to film me doing a 40-yard dash. Maybe shirtless. No. We can't have women seeing that. We need to get the back shave first. Look at this chest here. I need to shave the top part because it pops out. It's just like, I'm wearing my short normal. Normal, and it just like I need to go because I have to wear it like this, and even then it starts wiggling, and I'm not embarrassed by it. It's like manly. It's like, oh, but like I don't want it to pop up when I'm wearing a shirt, you know? You feel me? Like I don't want it just it just looks weird when it's just like a little strand of hair.
You gotta trim. Like I gotta the top here and the top in the back too. I trim.
Oh yeah, the back's the worst. Yeah, my back's.
I don't want to look. I may be outdating you, but I don't want to look like Larry from Three's Company.
Yeah, you are. You're very old, Pat. I mean, my goodness. They're talking about these movies. So apparently, Mr. Cheeks was part of the Lost Boys. And apparently Lost Boys, but this is with a Z. The movie wasn't with a Z, right?
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe
Boys
so.
Is reserved to either Boys to Men or Lost Boys. Or the Star or the Pop Boy, whatever they were called from Pop Star, the movie with Andy Samberg. I think they were the Lost Boys, or I forget what they were. But Mr. Cheek should be here. But yeah, Kirk Cousins. How did we get to my chest hair?
I think you just noticed it on the camera, maybe.
Oh, right. Yeah, there it is again. Oh, my goodness. This is the Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, Spotify. Going out of bang here, final month in the Scoop Wall of Fame in Newark kindergarten class. The kindergarten class put it together and label him as famous. And my face is on there. I'm glad they included me. It's the African American Wall of Fame, and they got the white boy on there. Let's go, baby. Let's go. The Ryan Show's coming in here in a few minutes. We'll talk with them. And tomorrow, Desi Relaford, the former utility infielder, joins the show. Baseball's a few weeks away. Looking forward to baseball. Kevin Love did a nice piece that I haven't fully read yet, but with the Players Tribune on mental health and mental health awareness. I think it's an important topic, and I think it's important that these athletes and these guys with big names talk about this kind of stuff. Because it is a serious issue in our country, mental health. And we need more athletes to speak up about it. Because a lot of people look up to these guys. And when they start talking about it, everyone starts talking about it. Kevin Love's a big enough name that when he writes his piece, it's going to be read. And it's going to be essential. The Oscars Sunday. Every year with the Oscars. And let me grab my Oscar trophy. Every year with the Oscars, it's always movies that we haven't seen. Listen, this year I'm going to be much more in the loop because I have MoviePass, so I go all the time. I saw Red Sparrow last night. Very mediocre. And again, when is Jennifer Lawrence not naked? I mean, she's naked in this movie. Her nudes are all over the internet. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence is – everyone has seen every single part of her body. But as we hold our Oscar here – Kobe Bryant. I mean, the guy goes from, and he was more happy about the Oscar, he said, apparently, which is insane. He said the Oscar wins better than any championship. This guy's an NBA champion, NBA Finals MVP, NBA MVP, regular season, and now has an Oscar to his name. I mean, what hasn't he done? It's just remarkable. I didn't even know that thing was being nominated, and it did, and it won. But it's always every year with the Oscars that we notice that What movie is that? I never saw Dunkirk. That won a lot of rewards. Shape of Water I saw. I almost said water. I'm getting my New York accent on. Was Shape of Water that good? I didn't enjoy it that much. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
It was very average. It was just, it ends up like this fish banging this girl. And it's just like, what? How did this happen? They fall in love. She falls in love with like this monster. It's just, like, weird. So Shape of Water was okay, but not Oscar-worthy. The Greatest Showman should have won every freaking one of these awards. I mean, I'm going to see it again this week because it's still out months later. I'm still listening to the music months later. It's remarkable. So I'm giving my Oscar, no matter what the category, to Greatest Showman. I'm giving it to Hugh Jackman. I'm giving him to all the Greatest Showman cast, put that together. That is, no matter what the award, my Oscar winner. Love me some Greatest Showman. I could play that. I mean, everyone knows I love musicals, but that is my Oscar right here. This is the Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify. We got to wrap up. But second half of the show coming up next, The Ryan Show out of the Hamptons with Mr. Cheeks and crew. They'll have a fundraiser with Chris Mullen coming up, supporting breast cancer research. That's very important. We'll talk about that. They'll join us. And then tomorrow, make sure you check Desi Relaford, the former MLB utility man and now bench coach in the High A Reds organization. He'll join us tomorrow. Ryan Show coming up next right here on the Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the second half of the Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify. It's a collabo show, the Jake Brown Show with the Ryan Show. We got Ryan here. I don't know how this camera's going to work with the Facebook Live. I don't know if I point to them and then we just go around the room. We got the Ryan Show here at the Ryan Show on Instagram and the Ryan Show NYC on Twitter. We got Ryan here himself.
What's hey, up, man? How you doing?
Good.
It's good to be here.
It is. It is good to be here. And Lorena, you say.
Let's do this. We practiced for half an hour. Let's do this.
Say it three times. You got to say it three times fast.
Lorena Sarria.
Three times. Keep going.
Lorena Sarria.
All right. There you go. All right. So the R's are there. So make sure you check out their show. So you guys started in the Hamptons. Now, I've been to the Hamptons, and it gets bougie out there. I'll say this. Are you under the bougie umbrella?
Obviously, look at me. White privilege all the way. It's what we get out in the Hamptons. It's but I wouldn't say that we're too bougie. We were blue collar out there. We actually both met working out in the Hamptons. We weren't just enjoying the luxuries.
We weren't at the beach hanging out drinking. No, we were working.
We were definitely drinking. We were definitely drinking.
You're right. I forgot.
but yeah. So we actually moved the show to New York City recently. We were out in the Hamptons for about 3 years when I started it as a mere podcast. You know, like everybody's got a podcast there these days. We started ours in a sushi restaurant, Yamakyu. It's like the best sushi restaurant out in the Hamptons, like a premier sushi spot. So it kind of separated us. At the time, we were doing the show right on Main Street in Bridgehampton. So it caught the attention of a lot of ongoers. And, you know, we ended up getting a lot of good interviews just by our location there alone.
And by the way, the voice we didn't even mention was Mr. Cheeks, that first song. We got to credit Mr. Cheeks.
Shout out to Mr. Cheeks. That's right. The co-host alongside Lorena Sarria and a socialite from the Hamptons, Hamptons Dave.
Hampton, who is Hamptons Dave?
He's a party animal from
the...
Isn't
the name makes you wonder who is?
Yeah, I feel like he gets a lot of chicks. I don't know.
Definitely. Definitely a lot of... He does. He manages to pull it off. I got to give him credit where credit's due. Hamptons Dave does end up somehow scoring a lot of chicks. It comes with the name. He represents the Hamptons. He definitely embodies the Hamptons.
He doesn't like going there, but he represents as well.
He's got a cash in his pocket, like 50K racked up in there, I'd imagine.
Easily. Easily, Hamptons Dave.
I went to the Hamptons for the first time in July, 4th of July. My friend had a house there. And it is an interesting place. It's very far, first off. I took a train there. It took me like a day to get there on the train.
Try driving in the summertime.
Where were you? Well, I was, why did it take you so long?
No, I mean, I'm exaggerating. It just took forever. It felt like all these stops.
2.5 hours you're there. Come on.
I'm trying to think. She had a house. Everyone just chills in their pool in the backyard. Went to the beach. But it was just like, she told me that she's seen like Peyton Manning out there. I know Billy Joel's out there a lot. The king of Long Island, Billy Joel.
That's right. The king of Sag Harbor. He actually lives in the town I grew up in. Sag Harbor. That's right. A lot of celebrities.
Harbor. That's Suffolk County?
It's the East End. It's in the Hamptons. It's in between. It's in the town of Southampton. It's in between Southampton and East Hampton, I guess, technically.
That's what confused me, too. There's Southampton, East Hampton, North Hampton, West Hampton. Too many.
There's a lot of Hamptons.
How do you keep track of all the Hamptons out there?
Well, there's two things that you're doing. You don't even need to keep track of anything. You're either enjoying it tremendously and doing nothing but living the luxurious life, or you're working your ass off, as they say. There's no in-betweens.
And you won't find people pooping in the streets as you do here on a train or...
Well, it depends if Hamptons Dave is out and visiting back home now.
It's a fancy place to be doing that.
Is he out pissing and dumping in public? Is that Hamptons Dave's motto?
I don't want to throw him under the bus like that. Pissing in public, I mean, for sure. I guess all of our co-hosts, right? I've seen Lorraine even out there at this point. Hanging around Mr. Cheeks and Dave too much, right?
Uh-oh.
No.
No.
No, she's totally not feeling that.
That is not true.
All right.
She's way more dignified than her co-host. She actually keeps us all in line. Mr. Cheeks, Hamptons Dave, and myself, we're quite the party animals.
That's why I have the tough one.
That's right. She's got to keep us in line. Like, not only do we do this radio show, or whatever you want to call it, talk show at 8 o'clock, but we follow it up with a big after party. So after each talk show, we have lots of up-and-coming artists and stand-up comedians come. And during that time, we definitely tend to party. We do this at Tavern Lounge in Queens.
And you guys do this Monday night, which makes me think, who is out partying Monday night?
Because I know true I don't degenerates. Party True degenerates. And that's the thing is, we're trying to make it difficult for anyone that owns a restaurant or owns a business on Tuesday while all the workers call out. It's where we fully encourage everybody to call out of work Tuesday. It's one of our mottos on the show.
What made you choose Monday night as the party night?
Also, we do the show on the road a lot. We, you know, I go on the road with Mr. Cheek. So Friday and Saturday, we're doing things out there, promoting. Mr. Cheeks is still booked all over. He's actually got a show in Boston coming up. He's got a show in North Carolina on Friday. So Monday's a good day for us to get. It's the off day. A lot of like celebrities and other people that we'd like to interview are busy on Friday and Saturday. Monday tends to be a free night for a lot of people as well. Plus, we're not competing with most things except for what? Monday Night Raw, Monday Night Football. Yeah, million other sitcoms.
Oh, The Bachelor. Oh, my God.
The Bachelor.
I've watched one. We talked about this last week. I watched one episode of The Bachelor last week. It is the worst show. I mean, it's hard for me to listen. It's like to watch it all. It's just so fake and full of shit. Like, it's. Oh, it's such a joke. I guess you guys watch The Bachelor? You watch The Bachelor?
No, I can't. I can't deal with these reality shows.
Save yourself.
I feel like they make you stupid if you watch it that long.
I felt dumber. Yeah. It's the line from Billy Madison. Everyone in the room is now dumber for what you just said. I award you 0 points, and may God have mercy on your soul. This is the Jake Brown Show with the Ryan Show. What is your story, Lorena? Lorena?
No, the R's don't go on the name.
I can't do it.
So I'm an actor, and like what Ryan was saying, you know, we met a couple of years ago, and it has been a great experience. Now we have the show in New York, and I'm having so much fun with it. We're meeting a lot of people. I like the idea of bringing artists and rappers that are starting and just promote them and learn about them. So I'm having a lot of fun with it.
And where are you from originally?
Originally Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah. My parents were born in Colombia and my grandparents from Spain. So.
And did you come straight to New York or did you go elsewhere?
No, I was in Miami. I lived in Miami for about 9 years.
So you got the best of America. Miami and New York. Two big moving party cities. South Beach to New York
City.
She's
had it rough here.
Next will be California. All set.
I couldn't see you go to like Montana or something or a small town. You've been the best of the best, the cream of the crop. You're either in LA next or Boston or don't go to Texas. I'm not a big Texas fan. Sorry to hate on Texas, but
never been.
No, I don't think I would like to be there, but I think California will be a good choice for the future. That's for sure.
Hollywood for
sure. LA, baby, yeah. That's it.
TheRyanShow.net. Tell me about your show exactly. I know you said you do it at the bar. You guys do a lot of entertainment talk, and there's been, I saw there's a dating talk, and one of the guys like paid someone online or something. I saw some video clip. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah.
From.
Well, that was, it's very different, our show, because it's run as a talk show where not only do we have interviews, but I don't want to say we have written bits, but we all have pretty crazy lives outside of the show. So every so often, one of our producers or people that help out with the show gets into trouble. And what you're talking about was, I guess, one of our writers was coaxed online or tricked into masturbating with some Filipino that in some sort of a chat room and was scammed out of a lot of money. I guess they took pictures of him while he was doing it.
You could have started a chat room. I mean, that's all it took. Anytime it starts there, it never ends well.
You can't make it up. It's like, what are you thinking? But hey, it makes good radio, I guess.
Yeah, so. I mean, what is he doing? I mean, that's his first misstep right there. I mean,
they had the video
and then showing your face in the chat room. I mean, that's
full face,
what
full
are you
body,
doing, bro? Like.
They had a list of all of his friends. I guess the hacker from the Philippines was going to send it to his mother, his father, his brother, his grandmother. So it would have been nice to wake up that I would have done anything to send that video to them, honestly.
There's a lot of those out there. Even on dating apps, I've come across like
I was just gonna
catfish
say,
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
People love watching these creepy things. What's that about?
Yeah, I mean, well, they try to get money out of it, these people. It's not just Filipinos. It's people in America.
All
like,
over.
It's just girls are just trying to get money out of stuff.
Yeah.
It's sad, but that's, I mean, there's a lot of cat. I've been technically catfished.
It's not a girl. It's most of the time, by the way.
Sometimes a guy, or they're just like 800 pounds or something. Yeah. Like, I've seen every episode of Catfish. You've seen it all. You see it ends up being a guy. It's sometimes a gay guy, or if it's a woman who's huge, like it happens.
Wait, so you were catfished once?
I don't know, catfish. I had one time where we were supposed to meet at a Mets game and she didn't show up and she said she was there and she wasn't. So I guess that's
stood up slash catfish. I'll never know if she's real. It was within the first day of talking, so I should have known. I didn't even call her or anything.
What a mean catfish.
It was weird. Did you go over there? Yeah, I go to the Met game. Luckily, I had friends at the game, so I sat with them. But I'm waiting outside, and I'm like, hey, I'm here. And she's like, she even said what she was wearing, that she's like, all right, she's just pulling up in the train, and I was like in a white dress and stuff. I'm like, why would you even take it that far? Like, just like,
weird.
It's so foolish.
I don't know what's worse, the fact that she made you go to a Mets game.
Well, I'm a Mets fan.
I see you in your Mets clothes. I'm just being a jerk.
I think it was a good year, though. It was 2015, so I think we were good that year.
That
so
was a good year for Mets fans.
And 2016 was good, too. So it was one of those years. So that happened, and then once, like, someone, they wouldn't video chat, and I never met them, but it clearly was a catfish, and then they just stopped talking. So I've never actually gotten in person, and it ended up being, like, a man or... That,
oh my
I'd be
God,
scarred
I've
for life.
I've heard those stories before.
Yeah, I would never be on a dating app again if that happened.
I'll tell you one weird thing. One thing that we have with the show is that we have a weird, I didn't say weird, a following out in Africa, in Ghana, through Mr. Cheeks. Mr. Cheeks, when he was in Lost Boys back in the early 90s, was the first rapper to go on tour in Africa. So all of these people came out to see him. It was such a big deal when him and the Lost Boys came. So they still follow him on Facebook. So I'll get video chats from random people from Ghana at like 3 in the morning. Trying to talk to me because they see me working with Mr. Cheeks. And that's one of the, you know, you talk about online and the whole connections and everything else. I at first thought I may have been getting catfished by people, but it turns out we have all these hundreds of people in Africa that are following the show and constantly calling us. So I don't know what you want to call that. I guess 2018, how it works these days.
You guys are big in Africa, huh?
Huge. That's it. We might as well take the whole operation over there at this point.
You got to be careful going over there. You never know.
Yeah, oh, they're definitely trying to kill us. They're trying to get some money. And here's the best part is they're really friendly.
Sorry,
and then they'll start asking for money. Like, they're friendly. They'll talk to you. They'll ask you how you're doing. They'll say, okay, well, I need money to pay the light bills.
So soliciting
people through Facebook as well.
Or they'll make a commercial about a baby that's in need and will ask you for like $1 a day, and then it ends up going down the drain.
Yeah.
What is your, don't guys slide in your DMs? What's your story? Like, you're a good looking woman. Like, you have the accent.
We were actually talking about this last night and how social media has become, you know, such a easy tool to get to people. But I think it's a matter of how you work it and how you manage it. I don't allow these comments, or I don't allow people to write me things that I'm uncomfortable with. So they will be blocked immediately.
But what if they come in just like, hey, what's up? Like, it's just a random dude. Hey,
no, sometimes they say hi. And then that's it.
And then you just
so
don't
that's
respond.
It. I just, you know, block them.
You block them
for hi?
Damn, an absolute savage.
Well, you obviously don't have
hello.
Anything else to say. Nothing good to say. So.
For a hello. It's not like they're asking you for like news over here.
I know, I could be mean.
But that's next. It's obviously the follow-up is going to be something else.
I can't imagine they say, hi, what's up? I mean, they'll be out of your life forever. Jesus.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, they'll show you what's up if you give them a chance. All these people online. You really never know. Even I've been sent some creepy pics through our foreign fan base and through DMs, like you say. Like, the more followers you get, the more weird DMs you get.
Yeah,
I've even had some weird stuff.
That's true.
You've gotten dick pics in your DMs?
Honestly, I've never had a dick pic in the DM. Actually, I've had dick pics sent to my phone many times. One time, we were on the air, and one of the co-hosts, as a joke, said, gave out my number and said, send dick. You know, we were doing advertisements, and I was selling something through my phone, and the co-host recommended everyone to send me dick pics, and sure enough, like, flooded. So many of them. God. So yeah,
have you received
2018?
And they definitely got blocked. Have you received?
Oh,
a dick
absolutely.
Pic?
Yes, I have in the past, but I have to tell you that I'm lucky because I don't really get this type of. Well, maybe after the show,
he gets more dick pics than you do.
He does. Jesus. He probably does. But what is it about men that they have to do that? What is it that you guys feel good?
They
doing
just keep
that?
Trying. If you try 100 times and you fail 99 times and you make it that one time, I bet you these guys have sent out. If you're going to send out one dick pic, you've probably sent out hundreds of them. To hundreds of people, and maybe they score. Maybe it's like the lottery.
Until
one finally.
It's a weird thing to do, for sure, out of the blue, like just saying, like, "Hey, we want to rate this 1 to 10." Like,
yeah,
that's just odd.
I mean, it's not like something you can even rate. They're ugly. Let's be honest, Lorena.
Yeah.
Right? Come on, dick pics aren't like a pretty pic. It's
that,
not like
that. Was just what I was gonna say next. What makes the guy think that this is something pretty?
Well, unless
for
you get like one from
watch.
A porn star, a guy's got like a 12-inch dick. Maybe that's different.
No,
but
that
that's
is
a, that's
more
a small,
disgusting.
Yeah,
that would probably scare away if anything.
I don't know.
Who are you sending it to?
Yes. Yeah. We had a porn star on episode 69 of the show last week.
I saw that.
Jennifer White.
Jennifer White.
Hmm. Yeah. She'd I don't know if you've seen her work, but she's all right. She's interesting.
So I guess we'll Google image it and see.
Yeah, save search off. So, I mean, you guys are, tell me some of those skits going on your show. You had, I talked about the dating thing. Does Mr. Cheeks drop some freestyles?
Like, yeah, every so often we'll have Cheeks freestyle. He always brings a new friend with him. You know, what I find so cool is, you know, when I started this out in the Hamptons, it was me just coming up with different things each week, picking up topics to talk about, writing bits. One of the more popular episodes that we had back in the Hamptons, actually, I went around the town and lied and told all these hippies around town that there was a rich guy who had a petition of 30,000 signatures to destroy some land in Sagaponack, which is a very nice area out there near the oceans, to make an underground parking lot and a golf course. It made no sense whatsoever. But all of the hippies around the town, including farmers, all fell for it. And I had one of my friends who's an actor play the role as this guy like that came in, this like young rich guy that came in to take over the town, essentially. So I had like a lot of people, like, I don't know, 30, 40 hippies show up and to protest this guy, and they were all freaking out. And it was all just a staged bit. While at the same time, we had Arf come in. Actually, our camera guy over there knows about that.
Arf?
It's out in the Hamptons. We had a lady who works for some sort of an animal fund out there come on the show. And we had a guy play the role of a dog catcher. And, you know, it was just goofy little pranks on people, you know? But it was really funny, and it translated to good radio. And if you ever want to hear it, it's the episode's called Save Sagaponack. But yeah, like, you know, stirring up shit essentially is how we kind of got this thing to take off. Back in June, there was a lady that was running for political office out in the Hamptons, and she made a bunch of racist comments, was saying the N-word to a bunch of people from the neighborhood. So we actually invited her on the show as well as the kids in the neighborhood to try to bridge the gap. She was running for office and she wanted to explain herself. So long story short, we had this woman escorted. There was protesters at this big town hall meeting in Southampton. She had a big speech. I guess all of the candidates were all running, so they were all going to talk. And essentially, instead of going on News 12, which is the Long Island news channel, we ran in front of the cameras as she's leaving and said, everybody go to theryanshow.net or show up live to our show if you really want to see what she has to say. So we ended up having her on, and once again, the whole town ended up coming to the place that we had in Southampton at the time. And the audience like quadrupled that day. We had other politicians come out and see what happened. So she came live on the air and pretty much bombed, like didn't apologize. She didn't say the N-word, but she didn't say she's sorry. And I guess kind of,
and there were people in the crowd just like, screw you, like,
pretty much. Yeah, she pretty much exposed herself. I gave her shot or whatever. To, you know, the way I look at it is people say things when they're angry that they don't mean, and yeah, maybe she went for some sort of a vicious thing and she had her shot to apologize but failed. But you know what? Here's the perk of it, is it caught the attention of Mr. Cheeks and a bunch of other rappers from New York City when they saw that we had this woman on and were trying to bring attention to a good thing.
She was good on the show, yeah.
And yeah, so that was how we got in touch with Mr. Cheeks. Mr. Cheeks actually called into the next show to let us know that he appreciated us trying to, you know, we're not really the most social justice warriors either. We're comedians. It wasn't like I intended to do anything crazy at all. But that actually got us our ties with the, you know, the rap community. And then became friends with Mr. Cheeks. And my show, which was once a show out in the Hamptons where I'd stage all these crazy things and have interviews with local people and celebrities, once I brought Mr. Cheeks on board and moved to the city, we were also able to bring in a lot of hip-hop legends. So week after week, we get new interviews that I never, ever imagined I'd be getting. You know, like, you know, who do we have? Who was some of the bigger names? We got Styles P on. We've had, you know, who's the guy? Large Professor. Large Professor's always there spinning records. He's great. So yeah, pretty cool connections all through. It's funny how where the road takes you. It's been quite a story.
Yeah, it's changing, but in a good way.
Is Mr. Cheeks from the Hamptons? No, right?
No, Mr. Cheeks is from Southside, Jamaica, Queens.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why you guys do the show from there.
That's right.
It's his home base.
And that's why it's such a cool connection, too, because that's the hood, as they say. Mr. Cheeks is it's gangster rap. You know, it's, if you listen to the Lost Boys in the 90s, they were very peaceful, and they weren't like, you know, talking about going out and shooting guns, but they're from a very rough area. Actually, Mr. Cheeks is the guy that he did the whole thing with, Freaky Ta, was actually murdered. Rest in peace, Freaky Ta. But yeah, it's definitely a strange connection to have all of us people from the Hamptons connecting with these the gangsters of Southside Jamaica, Queens, and all getting together and creating this show every Monday night. People of all races and creeds and colors all come together. So it is a pretty cool thing. We essentially are kind of bridging the gap.
And don't be in Southside Jamaica, Queens after like 10 p.m.
After the Ryan Show.
Without someone by your side.
You know what?
We have a good security guy.
We have a good security guy, and it's a very good area where it is. Tavern Lounge over in Queens, where we are right now, is great. And, you know, they do a great job to provide us with the stage that we need. they're very professional, and it's very safe. No one's getting hurt or anything walking around. They take pride in the area.
I might have to come on there and have a freestyle battle with Mr. Cheeks and maybe get owned, but a couple of drinks in the system, I think I can compete with him.
Of course.
How old is he now? 40?
Oh, I don't know. What is he, 42, 43?
I don't know how much he's on. I'll tell you this. He's a good guy.
What's cool about, you know, if you do freestyle, is every Monday when we do the show, after the actual talk show, during this after party, we have a great DJ, and she'll put on instrumentals. We have a house band, a guy named Taman Hadi, J. Anthony Brown. They come out and, you know, full house band, kind of like the Roots, on top of our, you know, DJ on the ones and twos. So all the artists will all freestyle. People will go and they get to rap with Mr. Cheeks. Cheeks will grab the mic.
I love how everyone just gets together and do a good show, right? Like, we're supporting each other. I like that.
Can you
It's
rap?
Not easy. I can't, but I will learn.
After last night, you see all the other
really
co-hosts.
It would be really funny seeing me rap, but...
I was rapping last night. After,
that was actually good.
It took a good amount of Hennessy, but yeah, you know, well, you hang out with hip hop legends all day.
I can't drink Hennessy. Is a black man's drink. I'm sorry. I'll give you credit. You're a rare white guy who drinks Hennessy. I can't do it.
You got to do it. If you're hanging out with the Lost Boys and the LB fam, you've got to be drinking
Mr.
Hennessy.
Mr. Chicks loves
Hennessy. Well, yeah. In college, like Hennessy. When I would be like Hofstra basketball, like they'd always try to get me to drink Henny. One of the guys on the basketball team would say I look like John Travolta, which I wish, in his prime. John Travolta now looks scary. But. They said Henny was like the thing, and I was like, I can't do it. Like, what do you mix it with? Do
you nothing.
Mix it with
something? You just get it on the rocks, or you just get it straight. Oh yeah, it's great. Yeah. And
more power to you.
What I find funny is that's always the request from all the rappers. We have Cuban Link coming on the show next week. You guys remember Cuban Link? He's a good friend of Big Pun, the Terror Squad. He used to rap with all those guys. And as per norm, the request, bottle of Hennessy. You got to get that bottle of Hennessy right. If you're a rapper and you don't drink Hennessy, you might be doing mumble rap, as they say.
Right, you're not legit.
Well, if you're not doing Hennessy, you're sipping on some lean or something. You're doing something else.
Exactly.
Speaking of Southside Jamaica Queens and Jamaica Queens, you'll be doing a benefit with St. John's head coach Chris Mullen, who will be in the Big East tournament this week as the Johnnies look to shock some people. But tell us about the benefit you guys are doing.
Well, to shock some people, they've been shocking people all year.
I'm a St. John's. I went to Hofstra, but I root for St. John's. I'm from Queens, so I root for them.
This is the year of the upset for these guys. I'm going to say it right here, predict it right now. St. John's is going to win the entire championship this year. March Madness, the whole thing. They're going to win
Pat's
the Big East tournament. Oh, come on. I believe in my man, Chris Mullen.
He's a Seton Hall fan, so he thinks Seton Hall is going to win it. I think they got a shot. I think they have the talent. They've had some bad loss, but they started off the year so good. I think they hit just such a low that it brought them down so much. But those two back-to-back wins, who'd they beat? Villanova
and was it Duke? Who was it?
They beat Duke, yeah. I mean, they got a shot. And you're in it. You're at home. It's at the Garden.
Shamari Pons, I guess his name.
Pons, yeah. Pons
he's
is
good.
So tell us about the event.
So actually what's going on is we're trying to put together an entire day for breast cancer research out in the Hamptons. And so I've actually been speaking to the lovely Liz Mullen, who's his wife, to set this whole thing up. We're going to do a celebrity basketball game, Team Mr. Cheeks versus Team Chris Mullen. That's what I'm thinking right now. And we're going to try to get a bunch of rappers out there. We're going to do it in late June or early July. We still haven't picked an exact date, but we're going to do it out in the Hamptons, like I said. Hopefully, actually, at the high school that I graduated from. Hampton's Dave actually was the star basketball player at our high school, so I'm more so, we're doing this for Hampton's Dave. Hampton's Dave. Just as much as cancer.
Today.
We love Hampton's Dave.
For a guy that dumps in the streets, like, he's getting a lot of love.
He's not actually dumping in the streets. But he's, believe it or not, he's an amazing basketball player, so it's going to be good to get a little celebrity basketball
game
with him.
But he keeps doing it these days. He keeps practicing and doing
he's a big boy, but he's... It just doesn't make sense how athletic it looks hilarious because he's a heavy guy.
How heavy? Because I'm 245.
Is he bigger than that? He's like a little smaller than you, and he's about the same weight.
But
probably.
He's probably shorter too.
I'm 6'3". How tall is he?
He's probably what, 6 foot, 5'10"? But he moves like a skinny person. Like to watch him play basketball, he's got handles. He could have played college ball. Mm-hmm. So to see a guy moving around like that, it just looks odd. It's hilarious.
I need to see this guy. I'm very curious. What does he do with his life besides be Hampton's Day?
He's a socialite. I'm not exactly sure. He does. He works at nights in restaurants. Mm. But, you know, he's a socialite. He wants to
keep
that on
the DL.
He's a
great guy. He's the sweetest.
He wants to give his whole life away. No, the Jake Brown Show with the Ryan Show. Plug your social medias. Yours is Lorena Saria Official, right?
That's
your Instagram. That's right. Yours?
And mine is at the Ryan Show.
No personal. You take the Ryan Show.
I take that
your
personal.
Own.
That's the whole thing. You know what it is? I never had social media until I started doing the show. I never had a Facebook. I never had any of that stuff. I had an Instagram for like a couple of months and got rid of it. So yeah, I just I was forced into the whole social media thing by doing this show.
These days are important for business.
And you're trying to be an actress. You are an actress in this industry. And where what have you done? What are you working on?
So I have done some short films, independent films. Mm-hmm. I do hosting in Europe, in Italy. So, yeah, just, you know, put myself in school years ago and keep doing taking classes. And I got cast to Future. To do a feature, and we started filming about 2 weeks. So, yeah, I'm excited.
When did you come here? When did you come to America?
14 years ago.
14 years. You like it? Here or Colombia? What's better?
Well, I love my country. I'm very proud of it. But definitely, I found out at a young age that America was going to give me opportunities and things that I couldn't get in Colombia. So, definitely here. I love New York. I love America.
Do you go back and visit?
I do. I haven't been in about 2 years because of work and personal stuff, but I do. I miss, you know, I miss my family and I miss, you know, what Colombia gives. Mm-hmm. I have to definitely go back to Cartagena because I kind of feel
Say
guilty.
That again? Wait, what? You said that so quick.
Sorry.
Cartagena?
Cartagena.
What's that?
Cartagena, it's a place next to the coast, very, very beautiful. And I feel guilty because I was there too many years ago and I can't even remember what it looks like. And every time I talk to somebody, they're just going there. It's beautiful. It's very inexpensive. Beautiful, you know, beautiful beach. So I absolutely have to, you know, head that way.
Have you been to Cartagena?
I take the Ryan show to Cartagena.
Yeah,
one day
we will. We'll go to Ghana Global. First. Yeah,
that
exactly.
Would be
you guys
so
are in Africa. Tour. I mean, they're sending you all these dick pics. Like, you got to go over to Africa.
Thank God. No, they have not been African dick pics. Those would be... A little scarier, maybe.
No, hopefully,
a little
you know,
bigger than the Indian ones, because that's the whole thing is we get the little Indian.
Oh, the
dick
little
pics.
Indian guys.
Those are way less threatening.
You got to send the brain pictures to Indian people.
Seriously,
not the dick pics.
That's the idea that we take the show, you know, different places and different countries. That will be great.
That's right.
That's us, the next step.
That's right. It. Ghana, here we come.
Well, Monday nights, what is it, 8 p.m.?
Monday night, 8 p.m. You can listen live at theryanshow.net, but that's not our bread and butter. The reason why this show's working and why it's growing and why we're here is because we do it as a live event. Mm-hmm. So if you're in New York City, you have my guarantee. It's safe, first and foremost. You'll see premier entertainment every Monday night between the talk show, the stand-up comedians that we book, and all of the hip-hop artists, musicians. We've poets, what do they call it? Poetry slams. It'll always be entertaining, and it's always new. And yeah, you have my guarantee. Tavern Lounge, 8 p.m. Come see us live in person. It's the only way to do it. And plus, you get to drink on a Monday. Don't go to work Tuesday. Who the fuck wants
do
to go to work?
Do you provide
on Tuesday?
The liquor? No, right?
We are not providing liquor, but we do have a bar.
Trying to get that out there that you can't get free drinks.
No free drinks, but there's always drink specials, and yes, lots of Hennessy.
All right. Well, that's not gonna influence me. anyone else? All right. Monday nights, 8 o'clock. Be there. TheRyanShow.net. If you're not there, and if you do go there, highly recommend an Uber to take there, not by foot. Past that hour, guys, appreciate you coming in.
And just so you guys know too, we are going to Boston. We're
Boston.
Making a show. I don't know if you guys got. I'm sure you guys have listeners out in Boston. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to be in Boston too on the 24th of March of this month. Just a little plug. No, that's actually I believe Saturday.
That's a drinking day. That's a day
exactly.
I can get down.
We're not that.
And
we're
party.
Not always crazy, but you know, actually
Boston.
Once a week.
Boston's amazing. Like Boston's one of my favorite cities.
Yes.
Yeah, New York, Boston, Toronto is one of my favorites, and Miami. Toronto's a very underrated city. Like everything's cheaper. One, because of the conversion rate.
Yeah.
I told you guys before, never been to a strip club, but I do hear it's much cheaper there. It's like a happy meal of strip clubs, basically.
Make sure I'll pass that information to Dave.
Yeah, $6 Dave, as we call him.
Oh, Hands Dave is going to love that deal.
Oh, yeah.
So Toronto's great. But yeah, Boston. All right, March 24th. There it is.
Right. And hopefully we see you guys on a Monday night. We'll be there. And
well,
hopefully we can interview
coming,
one day.
Right?
Yeah, one of these days. We'll, like,
I'll come on a Monday night.
Hell yeah.
I could do a Monday night. I could swing that. Because I'm at MLB as well. But most games, a lot of times teams are off Monday. So that's a perfect day.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's a perfect day.
And we'll have some Hennessy ready for you. I know you're going to have to try it. You're going to be drinking with hip-hop legends.
I'll just vodka Sprite. I know I'll be drinking legends. But I don't think I could. What can I chase it with? What's a good Henny chaser?
More Hennessy.
No.
That's what you do in the rap world.
Gatorade?
Put some water on it.
I don't think I can do it. But I guess if I'm with Mr. Cheeks, I'll have to.
Yeah, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
All right, so this could be history, me drinking Henny for the first time in my life. It has to be done. Every white man has to do it at one point in their life.
That's right.
So no better time than then. Appreciate you guys coming in. Thanks.
Thank you
appreciate
for having
you
us. Right. Have a great time. Thanks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.